dance. It's a fascinating thing that's been in the front page of the paper today, and we have a great way to relate to it with a young man who is really emerging into the world of dance from here into an amazing experience he has coming up soon, and that's Harris Kaler. Good morning, Harris.
Good morning.
And you are completely immersed in dance, so much that you're running away to do your high school year somewhere else so that you can focus on it. Tell me how dance came into your life.
Yeah, so it actually started with my sisters. They were involved in theater, and one of them wanted to start taking some tap lessons. And as my mom was searching around for studio, she found out the studio has free ballet for boys at Dance Center Spokane. So she signed me up without me knowing. I was in the middle of being involved in baseball and all these sports and stuff, and I had just recently moved. So I was just starting to make some friends. And then my mom was like, "Hey, you're gonna start doing ballet." And at first I was super mad about it, and I cried my whole way to my first ballet class. And I was super upset at first, but after a little while I started to really like it, especially when we started learning our recital piece. I was partnered with my dance partner Ryan, who I've been partnering with ever since then. She was the only girl in the class who wasn't like, "Ew, gross, cooties. I have to touch a boy's hand. Whoa." But no, she was super cool about it, and I really started to become friends with her, and she really made me enjoy it, and it was super fun.
Nice. And then it took off from there. And so your mom, Erica, I'm going to ask you to defend yourself in visiting this on your son.
So in my world, it wasn't strange for men to dance. I had grown up, I took some ballet, but also all of my brothers took ballet. I have an uncle who was a professional dancer, still a choreographer and dance teacher. And so it seemed like a sort of natural thing to me. And then when this opportunity came up, I thought it was great. But I, before that, probably a few months before that, my kids, who I have 7 kids, and they had decided to have a Dancing with the Stars night where they set up a little competition in our basement that we, filmed. And Harris, I saw something in him that night. He had choreographed this little piece with his friend Audrey, and he was so good at partnering her, and just I saw him as a dancer for the first time. And so I did have to offer him a bribe to get him to follow through with ballet, and I didn't tell him he needed to do it long term, but I told him he had to give it a shot. And my other son took ballet as well. He's still dancing, but more in musical theater. But yeah, I just saw something and made him try it.
And then, Harris, you say you quickly did become engaged with it. And let's take this apart a little bit. The first was through the relational thing. So talk a little bit more about this, about finding a really great friend through dance.
Yeah, so when I went into my first class, it was actually crazy because there was an even amount of guys and girls, which never happens. And at first I was hanging out with the guys and I started to be friends with them, but I didn't click as well with them as my brother did. But then as I started partnering with Ryan, I was like, "Wow, I can talk to girls." And I started becoming friends with the girls in class, and they made me really enjoy it. And Ryan has been one of my best friends ever since then. Because she really showed me how much fun I can have in classes. As I'm doing all the steps and remembering everything, I can also enjoy it. And actually, after our first recital, we were sitting there eating cookies, celebrating that we finished, and her mom came up to me and was like, "Hey, how would you like to do a duo with my daughter for competition next year?" And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like fun. When do they rehearse?" And she said Saturdays, which from when I moved up until then, I had gone skiing with my cousin every Saturday. So I was like, "Oh, I don't know if I want to miss out on that. It's so much fun." And she was like, "Here's the deal. I'll take you skiing every Sunday we can, and I'll help you pay for dance and comp if you dance with my daughter." And I was just like, "Okay, totally. Best of both worlds." So, we did our little duo, and I had a couple of group pieces, and then every year I added more, and we always had our duo, and it's always been my favorite dance, and we really like had a connection together, and I've loved it ever since.
Harris Kaler, who's taking off to study dance at a greater level out of town. But I'm going to stay with another aspect of this because you refer to the fun of it. Talk about the physicality of the actual learning to dance at that point, as you remember it as a kid.
Oh, yeah. It's very difficult. It's a lot more... It's very mental and physical, really, because not only are you trying to remember all these different steps and all your corrections and all these things with the mental part, you're also physically getting tired because you're trying to jump 20 feet in the air and do like 8 turns and all this stuff. And it's this, you have to have like stamina and bursts of energy all throughout these dances. And even if you have like a slower dance, sometimes you have to like hold these crazy positions in your leg up by your head for tons of time. Or in one of the dances I did for a competition piece, I had to hold a girl above my head for 16 to 30 counts at the beginning of this dance as I spin around and make it all look pretty. And then I start to set her down and put her back up, do it again. And then we would go and do this whole super long dance, and it's super fun, but it can be exhausting. And it's helped me grow a lot in like my strength and my stamina and all that.
When you're doing this, do you gain all that strength and stamina simply from the dance training, or do you do any peripheral strength training of any kind? Yeah,
you gain a lot from just taking the classes, and if you're not planning on pursuing it, that's plenty. But if you're planning on pursuing it, like I am, I do extra strength training. Like I, through my school, I go to the YMCA almost every day and do weight training and cardio and all that kind of stuff to kind of give me that boost. So when I'm lifting these girls above my head for super long, I have the strength and ability to do it and control.
And so that's the physicality. Then, so you've alluded to two things, the really great social thing of dancing with somebody, and then the physicality of doing it. Talk about then more the emotional feeling of moving your body, you know, beyond doing it right and all of those little details.
Yes.
That you have to do, the thousand details you have to do in ballet. Do you get to enjoy the sense of freedom that you're supposed to be projecting?
Yes, so much. One of my favorite parts about dance is being able to express emotions and all emotions. Like you can have these crazy fun dances that bring joy to the audience and make everyone really happy and upbeat, but then you can also have more serious and like sadder dances to invoke different emotions. Like we had a dance this year that involved the ideas of like death and losing a loved one. And after the first time we performed it, I had tons of people coming up to me and saying how that was like a really nice release for them, and it helped them through some emotions and through some stuff. And it really like touched me that I was with a single dance, which was only a few minutes, I was helping people through like deep emotions and things that they've dealt with in their life. And that really like struck me. I was like, wow, I can make a difference with dancing on a stage. And it's really cool being able to like invoke these different emotions to people.
Nice. Wow. And then there's the issue of the music you dance to and the interface with the music. So number one, do you have any particular musical experience outside of dance?
Yeah, I used to do piano, and I've played a few different instruments, but I never really clicked with them too much. Like, I could play them and I could get by, but I didn't really enjoy it as much as I do with dance, which I love music. You can ask my mother. I listen to every kind of music you could imagine, and I have these massive playlists, and I'm always showing her new songs I found. So I've always loved music, and I'm not necessarily the best at playing it, but I can do the other side of showing them what the music is saying without words and stuff.
And so as you listen to music, as you find some new piece of music that you fall in love with, do you close your eyes and start mentally choreographing it?
Yeah, sometimes for sure. I constantly am falling asleep to music, and it helps me relax. And even when I'm like driving around or something and my mom's letting me drive, I always ask to play music, because whenever I need to find like a place where I can really focus and stuff, I always am playing music, because it helps me find that place where I can think and when I'm alone in my room, I'll like be cleaning or whatever, and I'll start choreographing as I clean, and I'm like, what am I doing? like a scene from Annie trying to clean and dance at the same time.
But that so that then you can love the physicality, you can love doing it, you can love the emotion, but then you can love the art of dance, I gather. And talk even a little bit more about how you view ballet, and when you see a great ballet, either in person or on, you know, on a video or something like that, does what you see always match with how you're feeling the music or encountering it, or do you sometimes sit there and think, maybe they could have done that?
Yeah, no, for sure. I actually really enjoy seeing how other people would take the music and use it. And actually, at my summer intensive this year, there was a student choreography show that we were going to do. And I got to see all these different, like all my peers choreographing these pieces to all these different pieces of music. And I thought it was really cool seeing how other people took the music and ran with it. Because I was like, oh, I would have done this, but I really like how they did it. And sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I wouldn't have done that. But then other times I'm like, that's way better than what I was thinking, because it's like they're inspiring all these like other kids my age, like how they take the experiences from their life and the stories from their life and put them into these dance pieces to try and share their emotions and their thoughts of a piece that they see and make the other people see it.
Mm-hmm. Harris Kaler, who, as you say, from age 11 has been interfacing with dance in this town. How has this town taken care of you as a dancer?
Oh, yeah, they have definitely taken care of me. When I started, there was a lot of guys older than me, and I always looked up to them, and they always inspired me to do more. And that's actually one of the reasons I switched studios eventually to go to Artistry in Motion and Spokane Ballet, because I saw these older guys, and I knew I needed more training. So they showed me how to, like, start and how to act, and they taught me like how to inspire others, and now that I'm one of the oldest dancers in Spokane, like the guys that are really involved, I'm trying to inspire the younger guys at my studios and around town. And it's really cool when I'm at like competitions and stuff and I see all these younger boys, and I get to go up and encourage them. Like, I'll always watch their dances, and when we're in the dressing room, I'm like, oh, you guys did great, that was amazing. And I'm trying to like make them really enjoy what they're doing and inspire them like the other guys inspired me to keep dancing. And then even like outside of that, the other ways they've helped me, like the moms all around town are always helping me like get rides when I need them or help me at the studios. And then my teachers are always helping me. And then when we have like a financial issue or something, people are always willing to like jump in and help. And especially like my dance partner's mom, Jill, she has helped me so many times and like always is willing to help me whenever I need it. And she's like an amazing person.
And a few days ago, Laura Spencer made the snicker heard around the world when she was dissed guys dancing by kind of mocking out 6-year-old Prince George of taking ballet. And it's caused a significant reaction, including that you are involved with, and it's recounted in the Spokesman Review this morning. Personally, have you had to fight some bias and some snickers and some things around the edge in your life yet?
Not too much, actually. When kind of going back to how the community supports me, I've really been surrounded by a lot of people who respect dance and stuff. And even with my friends, I'll get to know them a lot, and then they'll find out I'm a dancer, and they're like, whoa, you're not at all how I pictured guy dancers to be. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then with my friends, it's so funny, because now that they know what dance really is in ballet, they all think it's so cool. And they're like, I could never do that. I'm like, you should try, though, because we need more guys. But they're super encouraging now, and they think it's so cool. And they're like, now that they know how difficult it really is and how much it really takes to do it, they all think it's super cool. And then when a new person finds out I'm a dancer, they're like, oh, wait, you do ballet? And they're like, what? And my friends will just go crazy. They're like, yeah, he does ballet. It's so cool. And they're just super fun, and they're super helpful about it. They're like, yeah, he gets to go be like super strong and do all these crazy things that are like impossible to do. We don't even know how he does it. And he gets to hang out with girls all day. And I'm just sitting in the back laughing like, oh my gosh. But it's this community around here is really nice about it, which there obviously are still people who are like, wait a minute. What? That's crazy. You can't do that. But and when I heard the comments from Laura, at first I was obviously upset, like, oh, another person dissing dance. But as I saw the community of dancers rise up in defense, and I thought it was really cool how we actually, because of her comment, we got a bunch of publicity and we got to be on Good Morning America and have some amazing dancers go and speak and say, hey, it's actually really cool. And we actually got to get the word out about what it really is to be a male dancer. And I think this negative actually really turned into like a positive situation. And where when she said the comment, I thought she was just a little uneducated. Like, she doesn't actually know what it takes to be a male ballet dancer. Because a lot of the time people just hear everybody else saying like, oh, that's gay to do dance. And a lot of people say that kind of stuff. And they just repeat what other people say. And that's what Laura Spencer kind of did. But then she had a chance to get educated on it. And she's like, oh, wow, that's actually really difficult. So I kind of, as much as this was a bad situation to start, I think it really turned into a good situation. And even locally, like, we got male dancers in the paper now. Mm-hmm. And we started to spread the word all around the place, like locally and kind of globally. Like, hey, it's really cool to do dance. You should actually try it. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
And speaking cool to do dance, you've cast your fate at the really highly respected advanced artistic training place, the Interlochen Arts Academy, for your senior year of high school. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I've known for a while, and so has my mom, which she's not happy about, that if I want to pursue dance for in the long run, I'm going to need to move to more intense training than there is locally. So we had been looking for schools for a while, and then I met a guy at Pacific Northwest Ballet during my summer intensive who told me about Interlochen. And we looked into it, and it turned out to be a really good fit because my mom wants me to not just, like, drop high school, obviously, and I don't either. And a lot of the places I was thinking about, I would have to do some sort of online high school and stuff, which I wasn't too excited about. But when we found Interlochen, it was a really good balance between a really good dance program, which has, like, male teachers and other guys in it, and it also has a really good academic program, so I can get the best of both worlds. And another little thing I loved about it is it's kind of in the woods. Interlochen means between two lakes. So I'm really excited. It's kind of like all the stuff I love in one little place. So it's
going to be really fun. You're heading off tomorrow night.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
And but it's expensive. And your mom was talking about that. How have you taken on this one?
Well, luckily, he has some scholarships, which is helpful. They're still... it wasn't a full ride, and so we still have a lot of expenses, including a lot of airfare and those kinds of things, because they do close for all the breaks. So we do have, if anybody's interested, we have a GoFundMe page. You can look it up. It just is called Send Harris to Interlochen, and it's done really well so far. It's helped us a ton to get ready, but we still have a lot of expenses ahead if anybody is feeling generous.
And so you're taking off. You're going to be in this school, and then... And I suppose you don't really need to think beyond this coming year, do you, Harris? You're just putting on your focus right now.
Yeah, I am excited to see where it takes me, and I've heard a lot of good things about Interlochen, getting people to where they want to go, and I have looked into what my plan would be for years after this, and one that I'm really interested in right now is the grad program at Pittsburgh Ballet School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I went there this summer, and I totally loved the place, and I loved the people and the training. And I think that would be super fun to possibly go there after Interlochen, because it'll only be a one-year thing because I am a senior. But there is a grad program there, which I might look into. But, yeah. Right. Lots of stuff.
Harris Kaler dancing his way out of Spokane into Michigan and who knows where else. We'll keep following you and finding out. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.